that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love.
It's time for another edition of Superstars of Business as Pioneer Natural Resources sponsors an in-depth look at area businesses, products, people, services, and things that make our area work. And so let's learn a little bit more about a lock in time photography. Michelle Goodall is in the studios this morning. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you doing today?
I'm here. I'm fantastic.
All right. It's a picture perfect day outside. It certainly is.
That it is.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how a lock in time photography came into being.
Well, Billy D, I started years and years ago annoying all my friends and family with blinding flashes in their faces.
Okay, all right.
And it just progressed from there. I've always had a camera in my hand since I was a little girl, and for many years I just kind of toyed around with it, and one day I entered a competition and won. And it just snowballed from there.
Oh, okay. Gave you a little encouragement, huh?
That
okay.
It did.
Very good.
It did.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in, well, started out in Michigan, went to Montana, Nebraska, and then I've been in Denver for 25 years, moved down in this area about 7 years ago.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
And so now your photography business, this have you had a photography business itself before?
I've always dabbled in photography.
Okay.
But a lock in time photography actually was solidified when I moved to Trinidad. That's when it really became a business, legal business.
Okay. A lock, huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And how did you get a lock in time? Where does that come
it's,
from?
You know, taking a photograph. Mm-hmm. You're locking it in time forever. And I thought that was really catchy and thought it would stick. And it has.
And it has.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So how long has a lock in time been in existence?
7 years.
Yeah, okay. Oh, for the whole 7 years since you moved. Okay.
Exactly.
I should be listening. I need to get a lock here. Okay. All right. And let's see. What is your... Now, you said you've been taking pictures for a long time. But I'm assuming there are different approaches to what it is. What is your approach to photography?
Well, my forte really is very wide open. I love to do landscapes, fine art, but I really specialize in portraits. Mm. I just love taking a picture of someone and making it into a piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
And
bringing out that personality.
Oh, and I, not to pat myself on the back, but I'm very good at it.
Okay, all right, all right. Now, have you, you said you won a show many years ago. What was that? What was that?
It was just in a little gallery. It was just a little co-op gallery.
Okay.
Actually, it was the Corazon Gallery in Trinidad.
Okay.
To be exact. And that's when it really kind of hit me that I need to be doing this as I need to follow my passion or obsession, whatever the case
okay.
may be.
Okay. And so you do what kind of photography? I mean, you like portraits, but mm-hmm. you'll do weddings and
those sorts of things.
I love to do weddings. Yeah. I absolutely love weddings and babies.
Okay.
Babies are a lot of fun.
Because it brings out that personality thing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What about landscapes? Do those too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's actually my passion.
Oh, okay.
I know this sounds weird, but I love to get up at 3:00 in the morning and go hike into some frozen marsh just to get that perfect sunrise.
Okay. No, that doesn't sound strange. And many areas around here to bring out that photography. I mean, we live in one of the most gorgeous areas on earth here.
We do.
Yeah.
There is just so much opportunity in New Mexico, Colorado, just the landscapes, the wildlife are just phenomenal.
They certainly are. Now, so you've had a camera in your hand, and you said you've been flashing people, so to speak, for years and years. Now, obviously, and I ask everyone on Superstars of Business about the technology. Obviously, in mm-hmm. photography, the technology has changed tremendously.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
What was your first camera? Remember?
Oh, my gosh. I think it was an old Minolta.
Okay.
Film. You know, and there's
35 millimeter.
Okay. You know, there's really not that much difference. There is, but there isn't, between the 35 millimeter and digital.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the same tool. We have tools to do the photography with, but now we're doing it in the computer rather in dark rooms. So it's all just a matter of your tools and what you choose to use.
Okay, so it's a little bit easier to get the image to where you want to get it to. Or
sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
All right. Yeah. As a matter of fact, some things don't change,
yeah.
You know, is what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have all of the technology in the world, much like a recording studio. But if you don't have the basic shot, if you don't have the basic
exactly.
piece of music to begin with, then
yes.
it's not there. I mean,
right.
you can't fabricate it out of nothing.
Right. You have to start out with something good and then make it into something fantastic.
I see. Okay. Very good. And you've brought me a brochure here. Now, are you on the web, too?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a website, www.alockintime.com.
Okay. That makes it simple. And how can people also get a hold of you landline? What's your landline number?
That is 719-859-0175.
Okay. That's Alockintime. I'm assuming you have an email address, too. Give us that.
alockintime@comcast.net.
Okay.
I try to make it easy.
Yeah, as a matter of fact. A picture is worth 1,000 words, and so, if I may, I want to read your brochure and your statement.
Sure, go right ahead.
Through my photography, I share my interpretive... Yeah, sure. Let me read your statement. Through my photography, I share my interpreted view of the world. Perhaps that's one reason why my greatest joy is when I'm behind my camera. I find great satisfaction in capturing photographs of people, nature, and life. Well, you know, we said that.
Yeah.
And you'll say that again and again and again. Those memorable moments, what's the most unusual shot that you think you ever have had?
Oh, there's been so many. One I did not too long ago was of a little newborn baby boy, and he was just adorable. Well, he was naked, and Mama was holding him in his arms and looking at him with that loving stare mothers do. Daddy comes over his shoulder to also look at him, and we were going to have this very nice, intimate photo. Well, the warm air hit the little baby boy, and...
Okay.
The rest is history.
Ah, yes. Fuzzy and warm. Okay.
Yes, it was.
All right. Very good. Now, the most unusual place that you think you have taken a photo. You say you get up in the morning, 2 or 3 in the morning, and go tromp through the swamps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's been throughout the West, I guess, throughout the Western
yes.
U.S.?
Actually, we went to Monta Vista 1 year for the Crane Festival. And I just had to have this particular shot with the sun coming up over the mountains, and there's a lake out there, and I wanted the reflection.
Mm-hmm.
So we were there at 3:00 in the morning. It was below zero and had to hike out to the certain spot. Well, It was quite interesting. We heard the coyotes out there howling, and I knew they were close, but didn't know how close until the sun came up when I saw their tracks. They'd been circling us the whole way.
Ooh. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Being stalked.
Yes.
So, yeah, okay, so to speak. Okay. Now, I'm up at your website here, and I'm seeing some black and white photography, too.
Oh, I just love black and white. It's so honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just so crisp and clear and has this just sense of honesty to it. Mm.
And so that is one of your fortes, too, obviously. Do portraits in black and white as well?
I do a lot of portraits in black and white. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yes. As you said, it kind of scrapes away the embellishment. So let's see, flowers and other tiny objects. Oh, landscapes. Oh, there's a beautiful shot of the Trinidad sign that you took from the top of Simpson's Rest.
Yes,
and
sir.
And looking out over. Well, I wish I could describe this better. Animals and birds, machines, huh?
Machines. Oh, yes. Okay. There's a picture of a train in there, which is also on the cover of my brochure, and that is probably my most famous photograph.
That's your photograph?
Yes.
That's gorgeous.
Yes. That one just won me third place in a international competition, third place of the best photo of 2011.
Fantastic.
I'm very proud of that.
And it's an old steam locomotive.
Mm-hmm, that's the one in La Vida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, and boy, it's amazing. It almost looks black and white, but it's not. What time of day was that taken?
Well, truth be told, and I'm giving away my secrets.
No,
here.
Don't do that.
It's okay. It's fine. That was taken at high noon. But through a series of effects,
okay.
What I like to call digital painting,
okay.
I created that effect.
Okay. And obviously, trains would be one of your favorite subjects, then.
Oh, I love doing trains. I've got train pictures from all over the country.
And this is it gives you a good aspect here at the website if you want to get a good idea of Michelle Goodall's work. Oh, and you do videos, too? As a matter of fact?
No, not really.
Oh, it's just a video on some of your subjects.
Yeah, they're
subjects.
Just little slideshows of some of my work.
Okay, all right. And then this is a good way that you can keep in touch with people throughout the world with this. And man, you've got all sorts of things here. This is amazing. Trinidad trains. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you have some of the old pass. The new pass, actually. Raton going mm-hmm. over the pass.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, rates. Ordering
That's an
instructions.
Exciting part.
Yes, that is. That is. And so you just well, the thing is that you'll never run out of things to photograph if you like everything.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Sometimes my husband gets afraid of me because if we're sitting around on a winter day and can't really go outside and he sees that look in my eye and I'll go, I have an idea. And he's learned to run very fast.
Now, what do you find are the most successful shots? I don't know. This may be not a good question here, but are they the ones that just happen or the ones that you can set up?
It always seems to work out that it's the ones that just happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I can plan for a photo for days and it just won't work out.
Mm-hmm.
The train picture, for example.
Just happened.
It just happened. I was just there waiting for a gallery to open in La Vida. The train came in and I thought, I'll just get a couple quick shots of that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then the inspiration came through, and mm-hmm. And the rest is history, as they say.
And even with portraits, my most successful portraits are usually of the ones that aren't planned. They're the candid shots of someone smiling or having a good time, and those are the ones that people really love the most.
Right. When you set things up, it seems to be a setup, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sort of the same on radio.
Yeah.
When you plan things, it's okay, and it's better to plan things. But sometimes the best moments are when you're just being yourself, or find someone else who is
exactly
themselves.
Just being natural.
Absolutely. And so, obviously, you're planning on keeping this up. alockintime.com or alockintime@comcast.net is the email address. And Michelle Goodall, now I said that you're obviously planning on doing this. Is there anything that you have in the future for a plan? Where is your location? Where is your business located?
I'm in Trinidad. I'm right on Santa Fe
on
Trail.
On Santa Fe Trail.
Right. And we have the Cotha Motel, and I have a studio in there.
Oh, okay.
But most of my shots I do on location, especially with children, because children are more natural. They feel more natural in their environment that they're familiar with. So I usually, when it comes to children portraits,
sure.
I go to their homes and
sure.
have some fun there.
Right. Now, I noticed one of your train pictures. I'm kind of scrolling through here, and I see the Rio Grande and the Aurora Borealis. Where was that taken?
Oh, yeah, I was at the North Pole. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's one of my digital paintings, I like
it.
To call them.
I love it. Okay. It is fantastic.
You can usually tell when I'm tired because I come up with these strange ideas.
Okay. And then La Vida Pass. This is the same one that won you the award, correct?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay, very good.
Exactly.
And well, we're hoping that our train will be here for years to come. And railroad tracks in Trinidad, all sorts of geometric designs and lines that can come out of life and out of photography. So take a peek and you'll see Michelle Goodall, A Lock in Time Photography. Any plans for the future? I'd ask you that before. I'm just going to keep on taking pictures.
Just keep taking pictures. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to. I was in National Geographic a few years back, and I'd like to have another one published in there, so I'm striving for that.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
What was the picture in National Geographic?
I did a photo of a hummingbird in my backyard, just a little hummingbird sitting on a flower, and his tongue was sticking out. And they picked it up.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm very proud of that.
Now, you have several cameras?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right.
I do. I shoot with mostly Olympus cameras, which are a little out of the norm, you know, but those are the cameras I like. They're called a four-thirds camera, and I just like the effect that they do, and they're just, I don't know, my favorite.
Okay. All right. Well, you've got to have your tools, and that's your favorite tools. So how many different cameras do you have?
Oh, right now I think I have probably four that
you use on a regular basis.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually, if I'm doing a wedding, it's not unusual to see me with three cameras around my neck, and it's much easier to have three cameras than to switch lenses all the time.
Okay. And plus, with the digital process now, you can mm-hmm. tell whether or not you really did get the shot that you wanted
mm-hmm.
in
yes.
a moment's notice.
Yes.
Where before, now they don't even have film anymore, do they? Do they?
Well, they do, but not like they used to.
You have to really look for it, huh?
Since Kodak went out of business,
right?
It's really tough to get them developed, and it's tough to get the film that you want,
right?
So,
do you do any film?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to fill up a roll with pictures and then wait for it to get developed, and
right.
So it's that instant gratification thing.
Absolutely. It's kind of like reel-to-reel tape. The sound and the quality is great,
yep.
but to actually sit there and find the different spots, et cetera, mm-hmm. it just is so time-consuming
mm-hmm.
that it's you sit back and wonder, how did we ever do this?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you for coming by, Michelle Goodall, A Lock in Time Photography. Now, are you pretty much a solo at this and in your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. My husband, Rusty, is an amazing supporter. He goes along with me on photo shoots, and he arranges the props, and he holds my reflectors, and he's just been a godsend.
Well, so and you do have some very good credentials, National Geographic. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other places that have published your photos?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other publications.
I've been in Rangefinder magazine, Biz, Corel magazine has published quite a few of my pieces.
And just won this award. You say this international award. And what was the award?
Well, it was third place for best photo of 2011, and in for the Rangefinder magazine.
It was Rangefinder.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're going to send me to Vegas in February for a big convention.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
That'll be fun.
Get some get some pictures there. That's for sure. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. And Alan was telling us that you're going to shoot a local celebrity, but you don't want to talk about that, huh? Okay. All right.
Let's just say he has a big ranch here.
Okay. All right. That's enough of a hint. Very good. So things are looking well.
Very well. No. I'm so blessed to be able to make a living at what I love to do. And it's just such a blessing. People buy my artwork and my portraits, and it still amazes me. After all these years, when someone purchases something, it's just, I feel like a little kid at Christmas time, and it's just an honor for me.
They like me, and they do. And I could see why. Again, visit her website, Lock and Time Photography. Lockandtime.com, mm-hmm. And that's Michelle Goodall with Lock and Time Photography, has been our guest on Superstars of Business. Thanks, Michelle, for coming by. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Adding to our community, our area, and
thank you,
and making it a more beautiful place, as a matter of fact, and capturing those beautiful places.
Well, that's very sweet. Thank you.
Well, and I'm serious. And thank you for coming by and talking to us, and best of luck. And unfortunately, let's see, I'll have to get my camera out. We need to take a picture of you here on our Superstars of Business.
Oh, that's scary.
Pointing the other way, huh? There goes Sherry. She's going to go get it.
Uh-oh,
all right.
Oh, I'm afraid.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
All right. Michelle Goodall, Lock and Time Photography, our Superstars of Business. We want to thank her, and we want to thank Pioneer Natural Resources sponsoring this area in-depth look at our businesses, people, products, services, and photos that make our area work. Join us again next time. We'll learn about another local business and contributions to our community, the Superstars of Business, Pioneer Natural Resources, www.pxd.com. It's a little frosty outside, and when it comes to wood and pellet stoves, Burns Do It Center in Raton does it right. How about a built-in air wash systems for cleaner glass? Combined with a convenient ash drawer for easy ash removal, this wood stove heats up to 1,500 square feet, has a rear heat shield included for only $829 plus tax. Then at Burns, there's a wood stove with long-life catalytic combustor and a built-in blower system. It heats up to 2,000 square feet, only $1,279.99 plus tax. And for those who love the pellet stove, a stove that heats up to 1,500 square feet with a large 40-pound hopper for only $1,599.99 plus tax. Burns Do It Center in the Donana Shopping Center in South Raton.